Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Galatians chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Galatians, the third chapter. To give a human example, brothers, even with a man-made covenant, no one annuls it or adds to it once it has been ratified. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say, and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, who is Christ. This is what I mean. The law, which came 430 years afterward, does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God so as to make the promise void. For if the inheritance comes by the law, it no longer comes by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions, until the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made, and it was put in place through angels by a mediator. Now, a mediator implies more than one, but God is one. Is the law then contrary to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But the Scripture imprisoned everything under sin so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. O Lord, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The law was added because of transgression, St. Paul says. Sin is a pre-existing condition by the time we hear God's word. And that's why his commands are never something that a teacher can lay out for us powerless on the table to examine and discuss like a lifeless frog to be dissected. God's word is always living and active. It's able to correct, it's able to kill, and to make alive. And this is why it's so difficult in the minds of many to talk about hard issues in the church. They recognize something rightly, that people get offended, they get defensive, because they always know someone who stands convicted by God's commands and will be upset to hear them. Usually it's me. St. Paul takes a moment to give a human example, so I concede that he wants to win his hearers with some gentleness. Even so, there's no amount of sensitivity that can allow us to discuss or learn or debate God's law without it scratching us, cutting us, accusing us. I could not preach about lying or anger, stealing or disobedience without someone raising their hand to carve out an exception. And I could not bring up abortion without the risk of stinging the consciences of anyone who has had one, no matter how long ago it was, no matter how regretfully they remember it. You cannot even talk about love without pricking the conscience, because true love is the fulfilling of God's law, and everyone falls short of it. And we do not like to be unjustified. But that is how the law leaves us, always. And that's how God intends it too. He doesn't come along and jot down his commandments for Israel 430 years after talking to Abraham because he thought they needed some tips for better living. It was added because of transgressions. Their transgressions, to diagnose them, just as Moses says at Mount Sinai. Do not forget that when God spoke his commandments, telling them how rightly to love him and to love our neighbor, The result was not a devoted and loving people. It was a miserable, rebellious, selfish, ungrateful, idolatrous, and adulterous people. Immediately they called out for a mediator. Moses, we'd rather listen unto you than to hear God giving commands. God's law of love spelled death for them. And God knew it too. He had no delusions about empowering them at Mount Sinai. If a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. But by the works of the law, no man will be justified. Instead, through the law comes the knowledge of sin. That is why it stings us. It exposes us. It must be taught. It must even be clarified, as it was yesterday. It is not contrary to the promises of God. But it does leave us unjustified until at last those promises with their fulfillment are given. And this is what St. Paul means when he says today that the Scripture imprisoned everything under sin so that the promise by faith in Jesus Christ might be given to you who believe. These are the terms of the New Testament in his blood, which is the genuine fulfillment of that First Testament made to Abraham, an inheritance that comes by promise. So, dear Christians, do not reject the truth that you hear preached here because it stings you. And do not despair or become loveless because you do not see a world that is loving out there. So also in light of the Scriptures and preaching in the world of your own heart too. We expect, in fact, to see it all unjustified now. That's what God's Word shows us. And that does not dissuade us from making a beginning in loving all the same. Our hope, indeed, our trust is in the promises of God as He made them to Abraham. The justification which brings gladness to despair and healing to the wounds that sting whenever God's truth is poured into them, that justification is Jesus Christ. And Him alone. Abraham saw his day and was glad. Not to offsprings, but to one offspring. Not a mediation through a whole people striving to keep a covenant as best they could, but a mediator between God and men who is one. Makes them both one, since God is one. He is the physician, Jesus Christ, who does not leave anyone diagnosed but cureless. No, He brings the healing. He is able to give life. He was not added by the Lord as some afterthought. And therefore, Jesus Christ, dear saints, should never be an afterthought for us either. Because in Him we have great and precious promises. In Him we are justified. And so love and truth and hope are kindled again in us through Him. In Him we have an inheritance. In Him you have life forevermore. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit,
thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend James and Angie Sharp, who served the Lord in Uruguay. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.